Shalom to all. Today we're on Sechas Kalim Parachafe Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah Sabring Limbers Chosas Abbas Rachel Shishi B'Zechav and Joseph Kogon Big Kar of Mamish. And we discuss in Kalim that have an Achiraim and a Toich. Remember, this was then regarding Tumas Mashkin, that when liquids become Tame, they're able to Metame Kalim. However, there's a difference. If they touch the outside, the Achiraim of the Kli, that's only Metame the outside, not the inside. But if they touch the Toich, the inside of the Kli, then they're Metame everything, both the inside and the outside. And we mentioned in the previous Mishnah that Achiraim and Toich doesn't literally mean outside and inside, but it could just mean the main part of the kli, that would be the toich, versus the not main part of the kli, that would be the achiraim. So Mishnah Beis tells us, Hamardea yesh l'achiraim v'toich. Hamardea, which is an ox goad, it has an achiraim and a toich. This long staff has two different uses. One end of it has a sharp metal point that's meant to prod the cattle along, and the other part of it has a wide sharpened piece of metal that's meant as a knife of sorts to cut and trim bushes that are in the way. So this Hamardea has an achiraim and a toich. What is that? Sumishiva l'charchur, the seven tfachim of the staff, which is right next to the charchor, that's the end, which is the wide blade. So that's the achirayim, those seven tfachim of the staff. And the toich would be the charchor itself, and also me'arba l'darban, the four tfachim of the staff of the rod, which is closest to the darban, that's the pointy metal thing that's used to prod the cattle. Those four tfachim are considered the achirayim, and the darban, the poke, the prod itself, that would be the toich. The Rabbi Huda, that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Whereas Rameir says, ain lahem, they don't have an achirayim and a toich. The entire thing is considered the toich. This whole kli is considered like one thing, so if liquid touches any part of it, the whole thing becomes tameh. And loy huskur arba v'sheva el shirayim. The only reason why we have these numbers mentioned, four tfachim for this side or seven tfachim for that side, is for the leftovers. This in regards to a kli that broke. We had this earlier in the Masechta many times, that if we have a kli that broke, but it still retains its original usage, so it's still considered a kli. And that's what this din was said in regards to, that if seven tfachim of the rod are still connected to the charchur, and this four tfachim of the rod still attached to the darbon part, so it's still considered a kli. And that's the only reason why this was mentioned. Once again, in this case as well, like we said in the previous Mishnah, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rameir. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, we're going to see many different cases over here where we have a kli that both the toich and the achirayim could be used. So the question is it considered to have an achirayim and a toich, or no? Maybe it's just considered to have a toich because the whole thing could be used, both the inside and outside. The Mishnah tells us, midas yayin v'shemen, measuring cups for wine and oil, v'zayin melistra, in this special kli that has two ends. One end is a fork that's meant for taking food or meat out of the pot. The other end is like a spoon of sorts that's meant for spooning liquid out. Now the spoon part of the zayin melistra has a small indentation on its underside, so it would be an achirayim, which also is able to be used. Also umisanez shel chardal, a filter for mustard seeds, umishamer shel yayin, a filter for wine. Yesh lahem achirayim v'toich, they have a din of achirayim and a toich. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Huda Amar, he says ain lahem, they don't have an achirayim and a toich, since the kli could be used like regular, but it could also be used on the other side, on the flip side. For example, if you want to take this wine strainer, you could use it in its regular way, or turn it over and use it in the non-regular way because it's just a regular strainer. So it's not considered to have an achirayim and a toich, it just has a toich. Whereas Reb Shimon says, yesh lohem, it is considered to have an achirayim and a toich only in regards to one din. Nitmu machirehen masha b'soichon tahar. If the achar, if the outside of it became tameh, so whatever was at that time located on the inside of the kli, that's still tahar, it's not makabel toma. However, if it's tzarich lahatbil, the entire kli needs to be immersed in the mikvah because the whole thing is considered tameh. It's only in regards to the food that's inside of it, if the outside was touched, so the food that's in it is not tameh. That's how Reb Shimon differentiates in these specific kelim between the achirayim and the toich. Bottom line is, though, once again over here, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Dalet and continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.